You are listening to Indie Soul Rhythms with Minchi Alfonso.
It's good for us. And it's good for me, yeah.
The show that brings you the very best in Indie Soul. It's probably the grooviest show on the planet.
Everybody, welcome to Indie Soul Rhythms. We are joined today by singer-songwriter from Detroit, Michigan, Jay Brown. Welcome to Indie Soul, Jay Brown.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. We're going to jump right into this and let's see what we can find out about you, man. So you've been on a mission to keep real R&B alive. What inspired you to pursue a career in music?
So I grew up in the church. My father was a gospel pastor, Baptist pastor back in Detroit. My mother also worked with Motown. She worked with Smokey Robinson, the Supremes. She worked with Stevie Wonder. She worked with quite a few people. And through that, her experiences and my father's experiences in church, that combination of influences and music, it just gave me, instilled not only great musical values, but just a passion of just wanting to sing and just be a part of something, whether it was gospel or R&B. But just growing up in a household with gospel music and R&B music, that just gave me that drive to just pursue it.
That's interesting. And how did the sound of Detroit in general influence you?
That Motown sound, oh, quite influential. You know the Stevie Wonders and all those greats, the Temptations. It's just, we refer to it as feel good music, and it's certainly feel good music. Because I'm sure you've heard all those great songs, brother.
Yeah.
But even outside of the Detroit sound, you got the Luther Vandross, you got, Prince, you got Bob Marley. There's so many, Aretha Franklin, which is Detroit. There's just so many great artists from back in the day that have given me the tool that I need to go out here and sing the type of music that I sing. So it was Motown and many others,
Right. So looking back at your time with the group E2G, how did that experience prepare you for what you're doing now?
To be honest with you, it did not prepare me for anything, because it was a group. And with groups can come with a lot of egos.
Right.
Sometimes it could be just one ego, and we had one ego in that group that just kind of thought he was just, we refer to it as the best thing since sliced bread, the invention of sliced bread. He thought he was just this and that. And, when you're in a group, it can be a good thing, but sometimes certain energies or energy in a group can be a cancer of a group. And so that experience, it did teach me something. It taught me to never join a group again. Because it's just, if you can do it on your own, which is quite the challenge, I will admit, being a solo artist, I was never really mentally prepared for it, because I was always a part of groups. But I think once I built up that confidence in myself as a solo artist, like by doing talent shows and things of that nature, it definitely helped give me that bravery. It kind of helped me just believe in myself once I started doing talent shows on my own. For the group, going back to your question, it didn't really help, but I would say just me having confidence in myself and believing in God, that's what helped me.
Amazing. And you've had singles charts on the Billboard every year since 2018. That's an impressive streak. What do you think has been the key to your consistency and success?
I would say the key to my consistency and success has been just keeping a good foundation, a good solid team behind myself, and also believing in myself. And I'm a father, so he's like depending on me. And that drive, it's like, I'm at the point of no return. It's like we have one hit, then we had two hits, we had three, and I'm like, okay, you got to keep this going. And not to say that it doesn't have its moments in terms of it being tough, but the faith that I have in God, the faith that I have in my ability to give the people what they want in terms of my music, and the faith that I have in just the in music. You know, I feel like music can take you to the highest heights, but you have to believe it. So I think that's what has allowed me to continue like keeping on this path of success and putting out his record, just having faith on.
Yeah, earlier on you mentioned Stevie Wonder as one of your influences. You've actually shared a stage with him, which is a dream for many artists. What was that moment like for you? And did he share any words of wisdom with you?
Oh, that moment was insane. I mean, I never thought that I would meet Stevie, but ironically enough, out here in LA, he plays my music on his radio station a lot. But he's like the only black radio owner here in Los Angeles. His station is called KJLH, and they play me religiously. So he actually likes me a lot. So just being on stage with him supporting my music, constantly playing my music at his radio station. It is a major blessing because it's not every day that people get to say they met or shared a stage with Stevie Wonder. I mean, I literally helped him off the stage, you know, after he finished playing the piano. So like that experience, just to be a part of that, just to be, you know, attached to someone who's a legend, an icon. Oh man, I'm telling you, such a memorable experience. I'll never forget it, and I'm forever grateful for it.
At this point, I just want to give you your flowers for your new album. Just a matter of time.
Oh,
That's
thanks, brother.
That in itself is just a masterful blend of soul, vulnerability, raw emotion. It was actually released on Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
It was actually that was perfect timing because for me that was a soundtrack for love and affection. And the first single I heard from that was True Love, and it made a debut on the Billboard R&B chart. Can you take us through inside the inspiration behind that project?
Yes, so the inspiration just basically came from me actually being a believer in love. That's all I pretty much think about is love. Everything is love driven. The influence of love has always been a part of my musical journey. But in particular, True Love, we're all searching. Well, I'm not going to say we're all, but some people don't care. But me in particular, I'm still searching for True Love. I'm looking for that special lady. And, you know, this song just embodies all of those characteristics of someone who really wants to find love, not desperately wants to find it, but genuinely wants to find it when it comes to them. So this song, True Love, is definitely one of those records. If you love soul music, if you love real singing, and if you love the thought of being in love like me, I'm a hopeless romantic. So all those hopeless romantics, if you're hopeless romantic, I say listen to it because it has all the elements of like what soul music is, you know?
No, I totally agree. The whole album, I mean, I've listened to every single track on that album, and it's just
Oh
amazing.
man.
And your
Thank you.
second single, which is on rotation at the moment, Just a Matter of Time, featuring October London, that's that collaboration was amazing.
Thank you.
I gotta tell you that. Smooth and soulful. How did this partnership come about?
So October and I, we were on tour together last year, and since then we both just developed a really close friendship. So he was on the road with Maxwell, and I think it was the last date for that tour that he was on. On his birthday, he calls me at like 2 o'clock in the morning. He's like, "Bro, I got a record for us." I'm like, "Oh, for real?" I'm like wiping the, you know, crust out of my eyes. I'm like, "Okay, well, where's it at?" I think he's about to play it. He's like, "I don't have it with me." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Man, you called me at 2 o'clock in the morning to tell me you have a record and you don't have it." I was like, "Oh man." He's like, "I know, man, but you know, it's my birthday. I had me a little drink and I thought about it." He's like, "So when I get home tonight, I'm gonna play it for you." And he didn't have it finished completely, but he played me what he had, and I'm like, "Man, that is a hit." I think that is like once that gets going on the radio, that song is going to, because you don't hear. Like you'll hear like collabs out here, but not like those type of collabs in terms of like the soul, the meaning. just a matter of time. Who's talking like that? Like, no one's talking like that. People over in the UK, people over in London, they have an appreciation. This is why I love London so much. London in particular, but the UK in general, but I'm just gonna say London right now, like, they have an appreciation of real music. That's why a lot of American artists migrated there, you know, back in the day. You know, it's America, they appreciate the soul music, but over in the UK, they really appreciate it, you know, to the highest height. So that was the goal. We wanted to like hit those fans over there. That's what we were talking about. Like, we gotta go to London and do a tour, man. Because the soul music still lives. You just need the right people to put it out there, you know. And I think that song right there is like the one. We both thought that, I told my nine. So yeah, I encourage your listeners to listen to it, because it's just a matter of time before that song just, you
No,
know.
it's not that it's on fire. It's on my playlist. So
Oh, thank you, bro.
yeah, we are playing it. And yeah, you've mentioned, I mean, you've known October for a while, and you guys are friends. But if you were to choose another collaborator, what qualities do you look for, and what ensures a perfect match for you?
The perfect match would be someone who has a similar energy as myself. Because, you know, sometimes you can collab with people and the energy is just not there. And it's just like, oh, let's just do it for the politics, or just because it makes sense for us just to put a record out. But when you have a bond with someone, and not to say I have to have a bond with someone, but we have to have a certain chemistry, you know, in order for the record to come out the way I would like for it to come out. If we don't have a chemistry, if we don't have like similar voices, it might potentially turn out not the way that I would hope for. But me in particular, I just like to work with people who are just like all about the music, all about great vibes, all about putting out great music, and just someone who actually has a similar vision that I have as it relates to music.
And what's the biggest lesson you've learned about navigating the music industry?
I would say maintaining great relationships, because this industry is all about relationships. The whole thing is, when it comes to talent, you know, back in the day, the Motown era is about talent. Now it's all about talent is like a minuscule piece of what else comes with this industry. Like, I mean, you see it yourself. The industry doesn't really care about talent anymore, you know? So I would just say, relationships, like relationships. Keep your nose clean, so to speak. Make sure you're connecting with the right people. Make sure you're treating people the right way. And these are like the basic fundamentals that we should have learned as children, you know, growing up. You know, but I would just suggest for any aspiring artist, just make sure you do the right thing, treat people the way you want to be treated, and ultimately, yeah. Just treat people the right way and just connect yourself with the right people, because connections are extremely important.
That's absolutely true. Relationships are key, I think. Not just in the music industry. I think it's becoming the norm now in every, walk of life. You have to have the key connections,
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah, definitely. But you know, man, you know. See, that's why I like you. You know what it's about in this industry, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, talking about future plans now. What can fans expect from you in 2025? Is there another album in the works? Any tour dates?
Yeah, I got some tour dates coming. I can't wait to come back to London. I was in London this past summer with my boy John B. We hit up the Jazz Cafe.
Jazz Cafe, yeah.
Yeah, we had Jazz Cafe. We had a lot of places out there. I can't remember all the name of the places, but I will be coming back this year to London. So yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to that. A lot of touring, promoting the current album, just a matter of time. But we are working on another album, and I want to make this one kind of like a jazzy R&B type, you know, like there's so many different elements to music, but the things that I love to listen to, like jazz, soul music, I want to fuse those together. So, you know, just a lot of shows, putting out more music, doing a lot of TV appearances, and just doing ultimately what I love to do.
Yeah, keep
Well,
us
I can talk.
posted, and we'll make sure we spread the word.
Yeah, because I gotta keep talking to people like you, man.
Got a couple of fun questions for you. If you
Let's
could
do
step
it.
into someone's shoes for a day, experience their world, their creativity, their challenges, who might that be and why?
It would have been Luther Vandross,
Right.
you know, or like Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson, people that are still alive. I would say I don't know. Anyone that's still alive. Diana Ross. Like just to be like I want to see like or Chaka Khan. Like I want to tap into those artists that came back in the day. You know, like some of them are still here. So it's like I want to see what their daily routine is as it relates to music, you know, because we've learned from these people, you know, certain things we kind of like we've heard the stories, we watched the documentaries, but I want to actually just experience what it's like to be in the room musically with these people, you know. So I would say those people in particular, and the ones that have passed on, that would have been an awesome experience. By the way, you should look at if you get a chance, look up the Luther Vandross documentary. That is great. Like,
I've seen it.
oh man,
Yeah, it's
woo.
amazing.
Bro, yeah, man, period, yes.
And I think that the media didn't do him justice.
They did, man.
Nah.
Oh, man, I said the same thing, bro. So
Yeah.
crazy. That's messed
No,
up,
but
man.
that's probably one of the best documentaries I've seen this year. Yeah.
Facts. I said the same thing to a few of my friends. I told my boys, I said, and a few of my homegirls, I said, yo, check out that Luther Vandross documentary because like you said, the media didn't do they didn't they yeah, they didn't do a good job, but from start to finish, man, it gave me what I needed, you know, in terms of just figuring out what he was about, who he was musically, and, you know, his ups and downs, you know, like that's a great documentary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's your guilty pleasure song that you secretly love but might be embarrassed to admit to?
It's Aretha Franklin and I'm not embarrassed to admit it because I see a lot of men won't admit they listen to women's music, but I do because I like to tap in to how those women back in the day used to think. Because I think their experience, I know their experiences were completely different from what the women are experiencing nowadays. They may have certain similarities, but back in the day, love and experiences were entirely different. So I'll listen to like a lot of Aretha Franklin. That song, Ain't No Way. Have you heard that? Oh, man. And you know, her sisters were singing the backgrounds in that song. Man, when you get a chance, we get off the phone, listen to that song. I'm sure you've heard it, but just dissect that, man. Ugh. I'll ride down the street, man, with my top down, listening to Aretha Franklin. I pull up to a restaurant or wherever I'm going, people are like, man, what is he listening to? I said, that's Aretha Franklin. Like this back in the day, man, they had some great music, timeless music, man.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which is why I like what you and October London are doing. I mean, you guys are doing proper soul music.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, because you gotta think about it. It's not, it just, you can't really find it nowadays, right?
No,
You can find it
no.
with certain people, but we're young. We're like early 30s, you know, and it's like we're trying to bring that music back. Because it can come back, and there's still a lane for it because there's people like yourself, especially people over in London. Oh my God, people in London love that real soul music, you know, and in America, but it's kind of lost in America, you know, like it's coming back, but London, you go to London, forget about it. They want to hear that real music, man, real instrumentation, real vocals, you know, and just the music that just makes them feel good. Like, so October and I, there's a few others out here that are doing it, not many, but there's still so many people in the world that love that music, you know?
Definitely,
Yeah.
definitely. So, if you could create your own festival and line up with five artists, alive or dead, who would that be?
Amy Winehouse, for me. Barry White, Gerald LaVert, oh, you know what? Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury. Yeah, man. Yeah, from Queen, you know? Yeah, Freddie Mercury. Luther Vandross, Whitney Houston. I'm gonna throw some more in there. Whitney Houston and Prince. Yeah.
That'll be a kick-ass lineup, man.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you. But before we go, what's the one thing you want people to remember you and your music?
One thing that I want people to leave with is that you never know what may happen tomorrow. So live today, not to say like it's your last, but live today doing the right thing, knowing that you can go to sleep, knowing that I've done everything I can to make something positive happen. But for my aspiring artists out here, I want you guys to remember one thing or a few things. Not everyone's going to like your music, but I will say this. There's a mil built so many people in this world that will. So there may be one person to tell you no, there may be two people to tell you no. Eventually some doors will open. Just keep believing in yourself. Do what makes you feel good. Try to make sure you're surrounding yourself with the right people. And ultimately, eventually, your dreams will come true. I'm a living witness to it. So just keep believing in yourself. Make sure you're doing the right thing. And always try to surround yourself with the right people. So yeah, just try to live by those things. And yeah, follow me on Instagram, J Brown Music Only. Check out my new album, Just a Matter of Time. And I appreciate you for having time, out of your busy day to talk to me, man. It's a blessing. So yeah, I
Anytime,
look
man.
forward to doing it
Anytime.
again.
So before you go, actually, can you do us a favor and introduce your single, Just a Matter of Time?
Okay. Yo, what's up? This is J Brown. You're listening to my new single featuring my brother October London, Just a Matter of Time.
Took my heart and left me in this world to die. I couldn't believe you'd do this to me. Baby, tell me, what were the reasons why? In all this time that I loved you, tell me, was it all in vain? Yeah. Living in so much pain, it's just a matter of time, and you'll be back. I don't know how long, but my patience is strong. So go ahead. No, things were looking so well. I never thought that you would leave forever in love for eternity. Oh, someday you're gonna need me like I need you, just a matter. Go ahead and run. Go ahead.